You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, he's like our sports director.
Is he?
Yeah, he covers everything.
Well, that's nice. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys. Happy Daryl. Opening day.
Thank you very much. I was just going to mention if the...
Totally forgot about it because they're on the West Coast. But it is. It's opening day.
If it's opening day and you're playing a team that doesn't want to be in the city you're playing in and it starts at 10 o'clock, is it
yes,
really...
Yes, it still counts.
It really does? It's still opening day?
It counts against the 162.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to double check with that. Thank you.
They got to open up in the dump of baseball, unfortunately.
But before we get into some Brown Stadium talk, among other things, riddle me this one. We were kicking this around. There doesn't seem to be the usual buzz for opening day that there could be, and I think that's a shame. Part of it might be 10 straight games on the road to get started in Oakland, you know, late at night, the whole thing. I also think there might be a Terry Francona factor here. Because in the past, even if the team didn't do big things, you kind of thought, well, Terry's going to figure this out and he'll have them going. And nothing against Stephen Vogt, we don't have any idea. I wonder if that plays into this at all.
Yeah, it was a pretty uneventful offseason for the Guardians, let's be honest about it. They didn't make a whole lot of changes, and they didn't really spend any money this offseason, right? And that's... Let's be honest about it. Like that's what fans get excited about in the off season. It's something that it's not just a Guardians problem. It's a Major League Baseball problem. We just have the same conversation every year. It's like a broken record, right? When you only have 3, 4, 5 franchises that can afford the top free agents, that's problematic. That's what makes the NFL so. Compelling is that the top free agents every offseason could end up anywhere of any of the 31 other teams out there, right? And you can go from worst to first in one offseason and things like that. And it often doesn't work that way in baseball. The system is just completely different. And obviously here in Cleveland, let's be honest about it, this is a depressed market. The days of 455 consecutive sellouts at Progressive Field, those are distant memories and stories we'll tell our grandkids about. But I don't foresee that happening again. It's been a very quiet off season for the Guardians. But I will say this: I do feel like that fans care here in Northeast Ohio. The baseball fans care. When I covered Guards Fest back in late January, the place was packed. The convention center was packed. I was really blown away by the crowds. And it was snowy and cold and miserable outside. And people still came down to the convention center for both the morning session as well as the afternoon session. I forget which one was reserved for their season ticket holders, but both sessions were very well attended. So I do feel like people care. I do feel like baseball fans in Northeast Ohio are excited for Guardians opening day. But yeah, the buzz just isn't there. They're on the West Coast. They're not going to be back in town for 11 days or so here. And, again, it was a pretty quiet off season outside of them changing managers.
Daryl, I have done massive amounts of research over the last 2 weeks, and I'm still trying to figure out the actual distance between Brook Park and the city of Cleveland. And when I listen to some of the folks talk about this, I swear, is it true? Now, Brook Park moved to the other side of Youngstown or the other side of Toledo?
It To be quite honest, it's a couple of football fields. It's literally across the street from the city of Cleveland.
But wait, Daryl, I mean, they're moving to the suburbs. If they think about putting this...
Brook Park is a suburb, though, Andy.
But wait, isn't that that piece of land that was once owned by the city of Cleveland? You mean the one they flipped in a land swap?
Yeah.
For the IX Center?
It's the Andy, it's right next to Hopkins Brook Park International Airport.
Oh, is that Brook Park International Airport?
Yeah.
I'm so messed up. My geography, it's next thing you know, you're going to tell me it's not off of 480. And then I'm going to be like, what?
And all the strip clubs are gone. So sorry. Brook Park got rid of those about 20 years ago.
Dare to dream.
Well, they'll come back then. They'll come back then, right?
I haven't been down Brook Park Road in a while, but I think all of the, if
I have when
anything,
I take the wrong turn to get home from the freeway.
If there's, yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
From the airport, Andy. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm sure exactly that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think that if there's anything left, there's one spot, I think by Mally's. And that's a retail store, which I don't know why you go to a retail store these days when you have the internet, but that is what it is.
Oh, because they make the chocolate right there. It's fresh. The big Willy Wonka towers out there, man. That's fresh chocolate. Fresh.
Except for I'm not talking about Mally's.
Oh, okay. No.
Anyway.
Sorry.
But I don't think that there's any, basically that, you know, that road used to be an entire adult entertainment district there, and it has all been replaced by car dealerships, essentially. So. I don't get the big outrage. It's not like they're moving out to Richfield or Akron or Canton.
Or Orchard Park. That would be devastating.
Yeah, Orchard Park's a little bit of a haul to Buffalo, especially depending on where the snow fell.
That's right.
But yeah, you know, it's going to be right across from the airport, literally across the street from the city of Cleveland.
Daryl, what's going to happen here? Will you please tell me? Just tell me what's going to happen. That's all I want to know. Are they staying downtown? Are they going to waste $1 billion on trying to renovate what they have, or are they going to build a new dome?
I think they're going to build a new dome.
Okay, there we go. Thanks.
I think that's what the Haslams want to do, too. They're not going to say it. As I wrote in my Q&A earlier this week that I did on the stadium situation, they got to go through the hoops right now. You know, my understanding is things with the city of Cleveland have not really been moving forward. From a business perspective, it makes better sense for them to leave the lakefront. It really does. But they're also mindful of, the history down there. They're mindful of, trying to be a good citizen, if you will, for the region. The team isn't going anywhere. They're not sitting there saying, hey, if you don't do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, we're just going to move the franchise. And they can't do it anyway because of Ohio law, the Modell law. But still, I think that they would, if they have their choice between a $1 billion plus renovation of the existing stadium and getting something north of $2 billion for a dome stadium in Brook Park or some other location close by here, they would absolutely go with the dome because of, more control of the building, parking revenue, which they don't partake in now. You're talking, if they get, I did the math last night with Jonathan Peterlin, because parking's a big part of this. And with a dome, they're going to be able to program the thing a lot more than they program First Energy Stadium. Let's say that they're able to control in Brook Park 20,000 parking spaces. Okay.
Okay.
Let's also say, for the sake of the discussion, and I'm going to be real conservative here, because other NFL cities are charging $75 to $100 for parking. I'm not going to go that high up. Right now in Cleveland, it's $20 and $25 somewhere in that ballpark. Although I think it might be a little higher now with some of the recent
unless projects. It's an all-star game, and then all of a sudden everybody's got $100.
Well, actually, across from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, I think it's $60 for a Cavs game. But let's go 20,000 parking spaces. Let's multiply that by $40, right? That's $800,000 per event. Let's say they program the building 50 times a year. Actually, I'm going to go even a little more conservative than that. I'll say 25.
That's way too conservative. Yeah. If you've got a dome, you're using it more than 25 times.
You know, I'm just trying to be a little, but
okay.
You're talking millions of dollars of revenue is the point of the exercise. Yeah. Per year, all right, that they're not getting right now. And we're not talking like a couple of million. We're talking 40, 50, 60, 70, $80 million per year.
In other words, parking alone could pay for everybody who works for you who doesn't actually play a role on the football team.
Right. And not only that, but the development around the building. If they stay where they're at in the stadium and the city of Cleveland, by some miracle of God, actually does something with the lakefront after 50 years of drawings and plans and grand ideas that go nowhere, the Browns aren't partaking in any of that either. Whereas if they have their own new dome and development around that, now all of a sudden they're in that business as well. The Atlanta Braves have kind of really championed that. So, yeah, I mean, it's location and it's revenue. That's all you need to know why they would be willing to consider leaving downtown Cleveland.
Darryl, let me throw one other thought at you. The Haslam said there are two things that they're thinking about. One, the $1 billion renovation of the stadium, which seems like a terrible idea. And the other, the dome. Is there any possibility that the city of Cleveland steps up and says, hey, we could build you what you want, and you know, with your help and everything else, here in another part of the city? Is that even anything that could happen? Does it have to be A or B here, or could there be a C? Because that might be a way the city can keep the team in the city limits and make everybody happy, including develop another part of the city.
Here's the issue there. If they can't do a $1 billion renovation, how are they going to do a $2 plus billion dome? You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I get that, but
that's part of the thing here too. Also, it's space. Like the downtown, and Haslam's like made it very clear in Orlando that downtown's out. They're done with downtown Cleveland. They're either going to stay in the building, or they will be elsewhere. They made that pretty clear.
Where would the funding come from, Darryl, for a stadium in Brook Park? How much of that would be Haslam's, and how much would be public?
Well,
any idea?
So the existing, we don't know what split they're looking for to do that. We know the split is 50-50 for the Lakefront Stadium. Okay, it's $1 to $1.2 billion at least right now, assuming costs aren't going up even further. So that means that they would be willing to split the cost down the middle. Public funding is $500 to $600 million, and the Haslam's pick up the equal share. And basically the premise behind that is, and the way I think it's easiest to explain to folks, that's the city's building. They don't own that stadium, right? So think of it as like an apartment building, all right? We want you to fix up the building, but we also want a bunch of bells and whistles. So we'll make you a deal. You fix up the building, we'll pay for the bells and whistles. And that's kind of what they've proposed in layman's terms to the city of Cleveland. And that, again, things just really aren't moving at the pace that they kind of need them to be moving right now. And in fact, as soon as I'm done talking to you guys, I'm going to listen in on the State of the City address, the mayor of Cleveland, to see if he happens to address this particular situation today at the City Club, because the clock is ticking here. But it would be, they're trying to do a regional funding mechanism here too, which is a little difficult to do for a city-owned stadium. But if they did the dome, it'd be Brown's contribution. It'd be city location. So whether that's Brook Park or somewhere else, it'd be state of Ohio and also the county, and maybe counties, depending on, you know, what they're able to do there. But basically a four-pronged financing approach to the facility, Jeff, if it's brand new.
Darryl, what is the advantage of the city of Cleveland in being in the landlord business of a stadium? Why should the city of Cleveland be in the stadium business?
I'm a resident of the city of Cleveland, and I've been saying for years that the city needs to get out of the stadium business. Right now, as we speak, they're repairing the ramps at the stadium. That's a couple million dollars. Luckily, the syntax and, you know, that's covering those costs, but these buildings are becoming astronomically expensive to maintain. So I am a proponent that even if the Browns were to stay on the lakefront, have the county take that thing over. Because again, it's a regional thing. Cleveland right now is, according to the latest census data, over 30% of the population of the city of Cleveland's in poverty. The school system right now has a $156 million budget deficit. Anyone that's driven in a neighborhood in Cleveland, including my neighborhood, it's like driving on the moon. There are days I probably should end up in concussion protocol because the potholes are so bad. So, and then, of course, you have, you know, making sure that the safety services of the city are maintained well, right? That there are enough police and firefighters and, you know, mental health people and, you know, all those type of things that you need. So it's hard for, at least from my perspective, the city of Cleveland and Mayor Bibb to be like, yeah, sure, here's some, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in tax incentives or whatever, in tax dollars, while other critical aspects of the city right now need funding and need that money. So, but, you know, that's the way this is done, though. You know, I really wish we did have the model that California has, because some way, somehow, all the billionaires in California were able to build stadiums for the San Francisco Giants. The Golden State Warriors were able to build a new arena, even though they left Oakland, right? I realize that's why the Raiders and now the A's left Oakland, because they couldn't get public money. But SoFi Stadium, which cost over $5 billion, that got built in Los Angeles to house two NFL teams, neither of which the city of Los Angeles cares about. The LA Clippers are building their own billion-dollar arena, which is opening soon. The Lakers have spent money on their building. The Los Angeles Angels have spent their own money on their own building. The Los Angeles Dodgers have spent their own money to maintain Dodger Stadium, which is one of the best ballparks in baseball to this day, right? So it can be done, right? Unfortunately, outside of the state of California, the billionaire sports owners, they dangle the carrot that, hey, if you don't give us what we want in the form of public dollars, we'll just take our team and go elsewhere to somewhere where they will.
Daryl, aren't they going to run out of cities?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That are willing to pony up that kind of cash for a team?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Especially for a team...
Here's the thing. Buffalo, which is another depressed city, but they're just wonderful people up there. They got almost $1 billion in public funds to build that stadium, and they're not even building the dome. It's going to be open air.
Yeah.
You know, Tennessee, their new dome stadium that they're building is going to be at least $2 billion in cost, and construction's underway for that. The Bears, And for the folks that feel like that the Browns are tied to Brook Park, they're actually not. It's just a purchase agreement. They haven't even bought the land. The Bears actually bought like 300 acres of land in suburban Chicago and then pivoted.
Yeah,
yeah, they wrote the check. They bought it and then decided, nope, we're just going to go ahead and build south of Soldier Field. We'll put $2 billion toward the project, and then you know the rest has to come from the public to handle that. You know, the Chicago White Sox right now, they want a new ballpark. You know, we're lucky here in Cleveland. The Cavaliers and Guardians both got their facilities reimagined, renovated, whatever, for pennies on the dollar of what these things normally cost. Like I said, the Browns renovation is going to be $1 billion starting price tag. And the Guardians is being done for about $200 million plus some capital improvements and stuff like that. So that comes out to about $435 total. But the Cavaliers got theirs done for less than $200 million. And that building's in great shape. So we're actually lucky here in Cleveland. This is really, now we're getting the first expensive bill when you talk about modern stadiums and things like that as far as the cost goes. You know, Gateway was built so well that it's easier to extend the life of those facilities for, again, pennies on the dollar compared to other work that's being done around the country. Baltimore, they're about to do Camden Yards and the Ravens Stadium. And each of those facilities is going to get about $600 million in public dollars each. So this is where we're at.
Daryl, thank you, buddy. We appreciate
the expertise.
Thanks,
Daryl.
You bet, guys.
Daryl Ryder, brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The public dollar thing is a fascinating aspect of this to me, and I want to follow that up because I just wonder when cities say, that's enough.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.